Hey fam, it's your girl Jama, and welcome back to another episode of the Filling My Cup Be Right Back podcast. This podcast is all about inspiring women to fill their cups so that they can pour into the people and passions in their lives. This episode I'm titling Count It All Joy, and this episode is going to be about activity and nutrition. So the physical and nutritional pillars of wellness. If you're not familiar with the pillars of wellness, definitely check out season 1, episode 2 of the podcast where I talk a little bit more about that. But this episode, we're gonna dig a little bit deeper into the activity and food part of wellness. And the reason why I'm using that title, Count It All Joy, is because moving our bodies and eating good food should not feel like a chore. And I think sometimes that is how we treat it, and that's how it is treated in the wellness space, and especially in the weight loss space, as in the industry of weight loss, I'll say too, where you feel like activity is a punishment for eating bad, or activity is the way to kind of redeem yourself from eating bad, or like that certain foods are good and bad, certain foods are rewards. If you are overweight, you can only should only eat and desire to eat these certain types of foods. And so I really want to dig into that on this podcast, because I have seen and heard it all. The thing is, being able to move your body, it should be something that we count as joy. Being able to eat good food, and by good, I mean food that brings you joy and benefits your body, it should just be something that we find joy in. It shouldn't be a chore or a task or a punishment or a reward. So let's first talk about food and how food gets demonized, and how overweight people oftentimes get demonized for eating certain foods. I often find it interesting that only people who are overweight are demonized for eating certain foods. However, when you watch the commercials for these foods, as long as the person eating the food is skinny, it's okay. Indulge, you know, treat yourself, it's okay. But if you're overweight, people look at you like, oh, why are you eating all that food? It's like, it's a different feeling that people get about eating certain foods, or eating a lot of food, or the amount of food that gets eaten. And I remember in my own journey years ago, I had started to go to a medical weight loss clinic. So this is a place for people to go if they want to have like type of surgery, or they wanted to just have their weight loss monitored by a physician. This was a time where my primary care physician at the time had not yet diagnosed me with hypothyroidism, and she did kind of have to admit that yes, she did see that my thyroid levels were borderline questionable. And so she referred me to this weight loss doctor because she said, you know, they would maybe have different parameters and would be more, you know, able and feel comfortable to kind of like engage with me regarding, like, from the medical perspective regarding my weight, because I just kept gaining weight, even though my diet and exercise pretty much stayed the same. When I started going to this weight loss clinic, you know, before you started seeing the physician, they had this like kind of class where people came in, whether they were getting interested in getting the surgery or not, and we kind of took this class. And I remember the point being made that most people who are clinically overweight and maybe considered obese, they probably only eat 300 calories more than a person that is not obese. They were encouraging us to keep in mind that oftentimes it's not about the food that we're eating or the amount of food that we're eating. Sometimes it is about our physical makeup and the things that are going on internally with our hormones. Like somebody who has a hypothyroid, it affects your hormones, it affects your metabolism rate. And so it's not necessarily the food that you're eating or how much you're eating. It just could be something going on internally that you need to address, that everybody doesn't maybe have the same issue. So while we would like to think that it's calories in, calories out, and that this basic formula that works for everyone, the truth is the formula doesn't work for everyone. There are some other issues that could be going on. And so, not to make yourself feel bad, and it's oftentimes made to feel like people are overweight because they just overeat. They just eat so much more than everyone else. And even my own primary care physician, you know, when I was having this conversation before she sent me to the doctor, she had expressed concern about, you know, I had gained another 10 pounds that year. She never asked me about my diet. She never asked me, you know, any of those questions. She just handed me this diet book, a 1500 calorie diet book. And I shared this story in my hypothyroid diagnosis video. I literally threw that book at that lady. I don't know what the statute of limitations is on it. I didn't hit her with the book, so it was really nothing, I guess, that she could really do at this point. I was trying to take her head off, I'm not gonna lie. I was so infuriated because I was literally eating like 12 to 1400 calories a day. That's how I had restricted my diet. I was eating 12 to 1400 calories a day, and I had still gained 10 pounds that year. The assumption that I must need to eat less, so here's a 1500 calorie menu or meal plan that you can follow, literally sent me off. It sent me off deep. I was so upset. I was so angry because I'm like, I've been trying to tell you for the last 2 or 3 years, ma'am, I eat good. You know, I eat good. I eat, you know, low calorie. And I exercise, and I'm still gaining weight. There is something else going on here. And so finally, that's actually the moment where she said, well, maybe I will send you to a weight loss physician and maybe they can look at it, because what I'm looking at with the thyroid levels, like, it's still within a normal range. And so I share that because if this is something that you're going through, it can be so infuriating. It can really mess with your self-esteem as well, because you know that you are not eating any more or less than the average person eats, and yet still you're gaining weight. You're having a struggle with weight loss, and people make you out to be the villain and make you feel like you are just overeating, you're just eating bad food all the time. And it's like, no, that's not always the case. So if that's you and you're out there, you know, your girl, I see you. We see each other. So that's one aspect of how food is kind of villainized, right? The assumption that if you're overweight, you're eating, you know, you're just eating chocolate cake and ice cream all the time. But if you're slim or skinny and you eat those same foods, nobody has a problem with that. I remember there's a commercial for like an ice cream bar, and the model is so slim eating, and she's just eating, and I'm thinking to myself, like, but then you want to make the overweight person feel bad because they want to eat the same ice cream bar. A person in a larger body, that's not the ideal, and they were eating that same ice cream, y'all would not try to sell that on the commercial. But the average person, that's what they look like, you know? So it's the idea that, first of all, just because you're in a larger body doesn't mean you're not healthy, and it doesn't mean you're not eating healthy. It could be something else going on as to why you're eating the same foods as the person in the smaller body next to you. Your body is just processing them differently. And there's nothing wrong with looking to get that figured out. The other thing is, some foods you eat not because they're good or bad, because no food is good or bad. That's a moral. Good and bad is moral. Foods don't have morality. They just exist, right? Now, there's foods that are more health focused, then there's foods that are not health focused. And by health focused, I mean nutritionally health focused, right? Because sometimes you eat the food for your mental health. Comfort food is a real thing, and we should have the space to allow for comfort foods in our diet. And by diet, I just mean the way of eating, right? I don't mean like a restriction of any kind. I just mean like the way you eat, your style of eating, what I mean when I say diet. You should be able to enjoy comfort foods. You should be able to eat grandma's banana pudding, the jerk chicken or the roti or whatever it is a part of your culture, is a part of your family history. You should be able to eat those things unless you subscribe to a diet or lifestyle that those foods would not be a part of. And then maybe what you do is you try to incorporate those foods into your new lifestyle. For example, like someone that's vegan, you know, you can still, you know, make a vegan version of those foods in order to still incorporate those mental health foods. Though to me, those are things that I like. Your mental health. They bring you joy because they have nostalgia. They connect you to your culture. Those things are important. Those things are important, and to completely void our life of those things, 9 times out of 10 when that's encouraged, it's always connected to losing weight. It's rarely connected to just overall health benefit. It's always tied to weight loss, and we got to get away from that. Now, yes, there are other diseases and illnesses that come from our diet because it's void of nutritional benefit. So that is a focus. We definitely have to focus on eating foods that are nutritious and, you know, limiting foods that are not nutritious. That's a 100% fact. But to punish ourselves because we, you know, spent a weekend and we ate a little bit of that food or ate a lot of that food, and then we're gonna say, I'm gonna go to the gym and I gotta do this workout now because I ate this food. That's kind of where we can get mixed up. Enjoy the food and get back on track with, you know, the healthy eating and the foods that benefit your body nutritionally. Get back on track. Take those breaks, enjoy yourself, and then get back on track. That's how we also avoid like overindulgence and just losing control because we have restricted ourselves so much, and now we finally get to it, we get to it, and we have to be cautious of that. Me personally, I've tried a lot of different diet styles. I've done raw vegan for 30 days. I've been vegan for a year or two, vegetarian, pescatarian, and now I'm gonna eat what I want to air in. I'm gonna eat what I want. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna be stressed out about food. I'm going to look for things that are nutritionally beneficial to my family. I'm not going to get caught up in the propaganda. There is a lot of propaganda on all sides. I don't pick a side. I do my own research. I do what I feel like is reasonable and works for me. You do what's reasonable and works for you. You do the research, and always research both sides. Research the side that you feel like resonates with you, and then also research the opposing opinion, and then you'll have that full scope. A lot of times we only research what and feed ourselves, and the algorithm feeds us what we want to hear, what we feel like resonates with us, and then we discount everything else. And I think it's very beneficial to kind of like look at both sides, because you still may say, I'm still over here because I don't really, that didn't really sound right. Now, when it comes to activity, this is another part where I feel like we have made activity some sort of punishment. It's punishment for being overweight or in a larger body. It's a punishment for eating unhealthy instead of looking at it as something that we can count it our joy. The ability, and this is how I had to start looking at it, the ability to be able to move my body. All my body parts move. They might move a little slow. They might be sore after they move, but they move. That is a blessing. Count it all joy that you can actually go to the gym. Look at it as, this is something I get to do, not something I gotta do. And I don't just do it because I'm trying to fit into a dress or I'm trying to lose weight or I ate really bad yesterday, so I'm trying to make up for it by working extra hard at the gym. That has to be a shift in the mindset. There has to be a shift in the mindset, because when we look at it as, I have the privilege to be able to be active and move my body, it just changes how you think about it, and it kind of alleviates the heavy weight of it and what kind of even exercise or activity that we do. Because then you find yourself just looking for activities that you truly enjoy. I just recently went to an event for small business owners, and it was like a pitch contest, and one of the companies was a young lady, and she had a trap music workout business. That was the business, and they taught these different classes, and everybody that was there, they had all different bodies. It was all different bodies. Small bodies, big bodies, tall bodies, slim bodies, round bodies. It was all kind of bodies, and they were all doing the workout. They were having so much fun in the video that they showed. It was about them having fun, but they're still being active. They're moving their body. They're improving their heart health. They're improving their physical health. All those things matter, and they were also having fun. So you know that's good for your mental health. Exercise and activity and moving your body already has mental health benefits. But then when you're doing something you love, you get an extra mental health benefit. So the idea of not looking at it as a punishment, but like, it's something I can do that I can get joy from, whether it's taking a walk outside. That's me personally. I love walking outside. That just brings me a lot of joy, just being able to do that. I also like to do strength training, because I put my headphones on, I listen to, you know, music that, you know, puts you in that frame of mind that you can just do whatever you want to do, hype you up, you know, or, you know, just encouraging music in my headphones while I'm strength training. Like, that brings me joy. I enjoy it. And so whatever that is for you, for some people it's yoga, it's Pilates, it's HIIT workout. Some people love to run. There's so many different type of workouts now that's available. There's so many different kinds to do. There's videos online. YouTube has so many free workouts. There's so many different type of fitness studios opening back up with different types of fitness routines and different things you can try, whether you like to do, you know, the bike, or you like to do like a treadmill workouts, like I said, Pilates. You have all these different things. And you know what, if you're not really even sure what you would like to do, try a bunch of different stuff. Try a lot of different things. A lot of places offer free class or a free pass. I know the gym I go to, they offer like a 1 week free pass. You go to the gym, and that gym has multiple classes that you can take. You get the pass for the week, you try a bunch of different classes and see what you enjoy doing. And then you can either continue at the gym, or you can find free workouts on YouTube. I love a good free workout on YouTube. And if you look at it as something that you can do that'll bring you joy, if you look at the activity as joy, you look at the foods that you eat as something that was gonna fuel your body and make your body feel good, and then sometimes also make your mental health feel good, you know, that is what it's all about. So I just wanted to share that with you and hopefully encourage you guys to just kind of all joy, move your body, eat well. When you do those things, you're gonna feel good. You can't help but feel good. And that's how you're able to, you know, take that time to pour into yourself, and then you can pour into others, because you have the stamina, the energy, the motivation to do those things. And if weight loss is your goal, like myself, don't feel bad about it. Don't let anybody make you feel bad because you want to lose weight, because that also is a thing. But don't let anybody shame you if you don't want to lose weight and you just want to be healthier and you want to be on your wellness journey, and it has nothing to do with losing weight and you don't want to change your body. Don't let nobody make you feel bad about that either. Okay, that is this week's episode. I hope that you were able to fill your cup, and we will be right back in the next episode. Bye.